A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, January 6th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the issue of human rights. This follows violent demonstrations in Chitungiza yesterday.
And to join our discussion, you can call us on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And we are also on the internet. You can find us on the web on Zimbabwe, voazimbabwe.com, lobagu voandebele.com, lobanjalogu voashona.com.
However, the residents are concerned that we have heard of reports of unknown vehicles and the people who are driving in the area that are not familiar usually with the residents of Chitungiza. And they are suspicious that these people might be from the security sector.
Zviripo ndezvekuti hachisi chokwadi kuti maspot fine emhosva nhatu dzekudarika robot rakatsvuka kana kudraiva usina license nechimwe chiritatu kuti zvaakunzi unobhadhariswa $100. Kuti pashandurwe mutemo wekuti mafine asvike $100 maspot fine, kunofanira kutochinjwa mumwe mutemo usiri finance act, unova unonzi criminal procedure and evidence act, kunyanyisa criminal codification and law reform act. Nekuti mutemo uyu unonzi criminal codification and law reform act
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the issue of human rights and the Constitution.
And yesterday, Blessing, the Zimbabwe Republic Police allegedly violently crashed a demonstration by over 100 commuter omnibus operators who stormed council offices in protest over what they deemed the exorbitant permit fee charges. The clashes later pitted the police and ordinary residents, human rights groups, and opposition parties have condemned the police action.
The opposition MDC released a statement today saying, and I quote, "It is apparent that the ZANU-PF regime is afraid of the people of Zimbabwe. The regime is now paranoid as it is acutely aware of the fact that millions of Zimbabweans are living in abject poverty and destitution as a direct result of the regime's misrule, unmitigated corruption and misgovernance. Typical of all dictatorial and fascist regimes, the ZANU-PF government is determined to use brute force and violence in order to unconstitutionally stop Zimbabweans from exercising their constitutional right to stage peaceful demonstrations." The opposition party also blamed the police for further escalating tensions in the country by suppressing violently a demonstration by Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe members on Monday. Three were briefly detained and later released. PJ.
Mm-hmm. But the police chief superintendent Paul Nyati says the demonstrations were unlawful. Mm-hmm. What do you want us to discuss on Studio 7? If you wish to join the discussion, you can show by phoning us directly on 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Wokuka hama wadiwa nasi tinauti tinge tichitarisa nyaya yekodzero dzevanhu izvinotevera mhirizhonga yakaitika muchitungwiza nezuro, mapurisa achitiwo pane vanhu vakaedza kuratidzira zvisiri pamutemo asi vagari vemuchitungwiza vachiti aiwa hondo yakatanga pakati pevatsigiri veZANU-PF kana kuti vanofungidzirwa kuti vatsigiri veZANU-PF nevemakombi, asi mapurisa paakauya aiwa vanga vasasarudze vaingoti chero muna awanikwa tsvimbo mugotsi. PJ.
Yebo ngempela siyalamukela uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje uhlelo olwe live talk lapho namhlanje esithi esihluza khona udaba lodlakela oluqhamuke edolobheni leChitungwiza lapho ke uqale ukulwisana khona abamakhombi aba bekade bejengisela ngokungahambisi izimoto zabo ukuthwala abantu phakathi kweChitungwiza ledolobheni leHarare besola kakhulu ukwenza kwamapholisa njalo lokwenza kukamunicipala ukukhweza inhlawulo yama-permits ukukhweza inhlawulo nxa kuyukuthi uwephule imithetho yemigwaqo ama-fine. Ama-spot fines. Yikho kade be kodwa kwasekuqhamuka ke ingxaba ngxoza ukuthi kade belwisana ngalabanakanelwa ukuba ngabezana uPF kwazobuya amapholisa kwaba lamacele amathathu yikho ke kade sokungasakhanyi vele ukuthi balwisa yibaphi abalwisana lobani.
Hanzi batamurefu batamfupi. I think PJ we ever were I think our guests are lined up. First, from Chitungwiza, Chitown, we have the director of the Chitungwiza Residence Trust. That is Mr. Marvelous Kumalo. Mr. Kumalo, good evening.
Good evening. How are you, my brother?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. And if you may speak up, we can hardly hear you. And from Johannesburg, we have a human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga, who works with Human Rights Watch. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening and happy new year, dear friend. Good evening, Marvelous Kumalo.
Happy new year to you too.
And happy new
year. Maybe let's start let's start with you, Mr. Kumalo. Just give us the situation. What is it like in Chitungwiza today after the skirmishes yesterday?
Yeah, so today is a bit calm, but it was very tense yesterday when these finishes started. At first, we thought it was just a demonstration by commuter owned bus operators, but as the day progressed, we realized that a number of hidden hands is actually joined the demonstration.
And who are these?
Yeah, the demonstration was hijacked by youth from Zanzibar. They went to the country and hijacked the demonstration. They went to the country office and hijacked the demonstration by commuter women bus operators. And this ended up turning violent and a number of residents were caught in the mini and some were injured.
Thank you so much. PJ?
Wothi ngihle ngiyamukele yena umnumzana Khumalo siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu njalo siyakubulisa kustudio 7 live talk ungasichazisela ngamafitshane ukubana kwenzakaleni izolo kuthange lalamhlanje ukuthi umumo unjani.
Ngiyabonga. Umunicipality kaChitungwiza ukhweze izimali ezibhadalwa ngama-commuter omembasi ukuze arenke kumarenkini akhona lapha eChitungwiza. Kodwa lokhu umunicipala ukuyenze kungela ukuvumelana kumbe esingathi ama-consultations awayeenziweyo umunicipala ngama-key stakeholders laba abamelela abalemijova yabo lapha eChitungwiza kumbe esebenzela lapha eChitungwiza. Lokhu kucine kungasahambanga kuhle noma yena umunicipala wayesekhweze futhi ikhombi eyodwa yodwa kumbe umjova owoyedwa ufuze ukhuphe imali efika $100 ngeminyaka ukuze akwanise ukusebenzela lapha eChitungwiza. Lokhu kuthe sokungahambanga kakuhle labo abemijova bahlangana basesithi kungcono ukuthi bathengisele and bona babona ukuthi ukuthengisela kwabo kungaba kuhle nanxa bangawithdrawa michove yabo ukusuka emgwaqweni ukuze ingathwali abantu ukuthi izolo sibona abantu abaningi behluleka ukuya emisebenzini besibe sibiza njalo abaningi labo abalemisebenzi yabo ezandla abaziyenzelayo bezenzela besedolobheni leHarare bayihlulekile nayo labo ukuya emisebenzini yabo lokhu kucine kuphazamisa izinto eziningi abantu bagcina labo sebelwela izimoto ezazikhona ama-private cars amalithwane belimazana abantu bedisimisana ukuthi bathole ithuba lokuzeka kade izimoto lezi baye edolobheni kucine sokubuya lalabo ama-youth awezan-P F bezama ukuxoda laba abantu ababesengihlela e-townhouse yebeshkuli zalaphana bagcina sebelisana besikiselana besayana ngamathi bagcina sokulimazisa abantu ababengela ndaba nalokho kwakusenzakala bekudlulela besenza eminye imisebenzi yabo kansuku zonke.
Kodwa-ke ngizwe abanye besithi laba abashayeli bamakhombi kanye labo conductor babo kade sebechaya izimoto zalabo akade bezama ukuthwala abantu kuhambe njani lakho?
Ye, lokhu kwenzeke njalo andiphina njengesikhundla residence class kasichazi siyakhondema ama-accidents anjalo noma bona bakhethe bevumelele ukuthi bangathwali bawithdraw ama-services abo emithova.
Yeah.
Abanye babo kade bengangenelani nalokhu ukuthi bona labo abanye babezinikele ukuze bahambe phambili le misebenzi bethwala abantu kodwa labantu abacina sebebonanga zathi kumbe ama-demonstrations abo angayeflopha bacina sebeukuluza nokubambezela labantu ababengafuni ukuze babe labo beku-demonstration leyo. Kolokho sikubone-ke kusenzakala abantu bechawa beshithwa kumakhombi amanye echawa ngamade ebrekwa ama-windows and lokhu thina njengesifundi zaresidence class siyakukhonzema kakhulu.
Let's go to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, it appears it's now problematic to hold a demonstration in Zimbabwe, even a peaceful one. What does the constitution say? Because the police spokesperson is quoted as saying some of these demonstrations, the one yesterday and the one on Monday by the teachers, were unlawful.
Well, it is not surprising that the ZANU-PF government has always resisted free expression and the ability of people to demonstrate. But what is shocking now in 2016 is that this is happening against the background of a constitution that was voted for by ZANU-PF members, which fully supports and provides for the rights of all the people of Zimbabwe to fully demonstrate, to protest, and to express, you know, to petition government on issues of concern to them. So what is happening is clearly unconstitutional because people have a right to demonstrate, which is enshrined in our constitution. They have a right to petition, they have a right to protest and to march peacefully. So, but we are dealing with a police force that does not appreciate these fundamental rights and freedoms, and that is still operating with a mindset of the past where they would clash demonstrations willy-nilly and violate and disregard the rights of Zimbabweans. So the challenge is more to do with attitudes and mentality of the police who are unwilling to accept that we are under a new constitutional dispensation that provides for people's rights as they do today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga, and for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight we are talking about the human rights situation in the country. PJ, you have a call.
Yeah. Ngilomlaleli okhona ecingweni u-Aubrey siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu. Kunjani ba? Ye, usithinte ngocingo ungaphi kweZimbabwe?
Hayi, ngikhuluma semana eGwane.
eGwanda. Yeah, kunjani khona ngapho ngaseGwanda? Izulu liyana na? Hayi lizabuya. Kuthiwa kuleyezi lelele El Nino yilo elibangela ukuthi izulu lingani lonyaka. Mm. Uyaluzwa udaba lwethu olusegudwini ukutshengisela abantu be ngokuthula kodwa kuzabona ukuthi amapholisa ayeza khona lapho afike adale umonakalo. Kuchayo abantu abanye babotshwe, sibone ukutshengisela kwabamakhombe eshitungiza, sabona ukutshengisela njalo kwababalisi basemaphandleni abe-Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Kunsukwane esanda kwedlula labo bachayo babotshwa. Wena-ke ubona njani umumo onje eZimbabwe?
Umumo onje awulunganga empilweni zabantu.
Yeah.
Ngibona amapholisa enze adukeka njengakho kodwa ukuthi ma abantu kusengiseka kuze kuthi izinto ziningi mina bandule ngezizulu into embi kakhulu.
Ye, wena ukhuthazani-ke ukuthi kwenziweni?
Mina bengikhuthaza ukuthi kusengiseka kuqhubeke phambili kumbe kwasibuzana kumbe kwasenza kodwa siqhubekezele phambili.
Ukuze ilizwi lenu lizwakale. Hayi siya. Yeah. Ungabingelela ababili abathathu njengoba ungumnyaka omutsha kangaka.
Njengoba sikale umnyaka omutsha la nyathi sikala kuzi. Sinabanye singamasizi sisenzeli.
Yeah. Hayi sibongile kakhulu Aubrey.
Hayi siyabonga.
Ulungile. Blessing ulo mlaleli.
Nari yamkuma Nicholas ngiyambothi netsembi chana regai tidzoke kwamuri vamavinga tichitarisa iyo nyaya iyoyi yekuratidzira nekuti vanhu vakawanda vari kutiwo mapurisa anenge ari kuvadzivisa kuratidzira asi mapurisa achiti vanhu vacho vanenge vatyora mutemo asi tiri kuona kuti zvinhu munyika vamavhinga zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka munyaya dzezveupfumi zvingava izvo here zviri kuita kuti zvinhu zviite kunge zvaakuita manyama amire nerongo
ndizvozvo chaizvo kuti dambudziko riripo nderekuti vana vezimbabwe vari kutambura vari kuyavaya vari kunonga svisve nemuromo kana voda kuti varatidzire vataure nhuna dzavo vakamira panheyo yekodzero dzavo dziri mubumbiro idzva ratiinaro renyika bumbiro idzva iri rinovapa kodzero dzizere dzekuratidzira asi dambudziko riripo herino nderekuti mapurisa edu havasi kuzvigamuchira kuti vanhu vane kodzero dzavo chekutanga chepiri mapurisa achiri nepfungwa yakare yekuti vanenge vachishanda vari kudivi rezanup f vasina kumira pachokwadi pekuti munhu nemunhu ngaaite kodzero yake yekutaridzira kungava kuhurumende yavamugabe kungava kusangano rezanup f kungava kunani kodzero yemunhu ikodzero yake zvisinei nezvematongerwo enyika saka chatinoona ndechekuti mapurisa anonyanya kuvhunduka vomhanya mberi kudzivisa vanhu nekuti vanoziva kuti vanhu vane nhuna vane kugunun'una pamusoro peutongi hurumende yevamugabe hurumende yezanup f ndivo pane makatatanwa ipapo asi kurudziro yedu isu nekodzero ndeyekuti mapurisa ngaaremekedze mutemo nekodzero dzevanhu dzekuratidzira pachena murunyararo nhuna dzavo dzese pasina mhirizhongwe kana kurambidzwa kana kudziviswa nemapurisa
tinotenda vamavhinga and pj
Ah, manje umafinga njoba nengakhulumisi ndebele.
Yeah, ukumaluya.
Bengathanda.
Uyadoba dobu.
Mavinga lokhu ngakafundisi ndebele.
Hayi, yadoba dobu, uyazi umgabe labantu bake bezani PF. Bayaphambaza, bayaphambanisa umthetho. Kumele ukuthi abantu bayenze ama-demonstrations kungela ukuthi amapholisa athi hayi akuyenzekali kumbe njani njani, so kodwa ngiyadobadoba yabona.
Hayi, wenelisile. Ngizokuthi ngibuyeleke kuKhumalo. Khumalo, wena uthini-ke ngalesi simo esikhona okwamanje, silesi sekelo sombuso esilotshwe ngo-2013 kodwa-ke nanku sesingenya ku-2016. Lokhe iziqondiso zemithetho yonke emunyethwe yisisekelo sombuso lokhe ingalandelwa, uthini-ke ngalokho?
Ye, thina njengezizakamizi ezihlala lapha eZimbabwe kumbe ama-citizens kasithazi nalolu daba, noma yithi thina njalo esahluphekayo sadubeka abantu bebhala isisekelo leso sembuso wesizwe esithi ama-political parties wonke aye kuhulumente esikhathini soneso, i-ZANU-PF, i-MDCT ne-MDCN, bavumelana bonke bathaba bavuthanisa ama-supporters abo bonke bethakazelela ukuthi asambeni sonke siyovota sivotela isisekelo sembuso yelizwe esitsha. Abantu njengalokho bavota bathakazelela bathi izinto sesiza kuba ngcono lapha elizweni. Kuthetho kunjalo isisekelo sombuso welizwe leso sithe sesifakwe emthethweni, yena uPresident Mugabe esefakile isandla sakhe ukuthi sokusemthethweni sesayinile. Saqala ukubona manje uhulumende esebuya nama-excuses ukuthi kasinamali yokuthi senze lokhu, isisekelo sombuso welizwe lesi siyadura, asikwanisi ukuze thina sisisekele njengohulumende. Lokhu kwathiwo ngu-honorable minister iphathi elithinamasa o-finance and economic development. Lokhu kwathina sekusitshengisa thina ukuthi uhulumende kazinikelanga ukuze yena abone isisekelo lesi sombuso wesizwe esitsha esifuka ukuthi siqalise ukusebenza, sinikeze abantu amalungelo abo njengentando yabo abantu beZimbabwe. Isithi lokhu sekusitshengisa ukuthi uhulumende elwisana lalokho okwathiwayo ngabantu ukuthi yikho esikufunayo, yena sesima phambili elwisana nentando zabantu. Ukuthi thina kasithazi njengezakhamizi, noma siyakwazi ukuthi isisekelo lesembuso yelizwe si-transparent and siyatho ukuthi sifunani, kodwa thina abantu thina sesibona abantu esabakhethayo ukuthi basimelele yibo kathesi abasenza ukuthi siyehluleke thina ukuinjoya lokho okuthiwoyo isisekelo sombuso
welizwe. Yibo abasincindezelayo. Bahamba khonapho ecingweni. Sithathe abalaleli esilabo lapha. Blessing, uqale ngawo.
Thina mkoma lament makadi.
Makadi ngoba
munogona zvese shona nekukuluma zvese.
Yes, ndotaura zvese ngoma blessing.
Haiwa, ndimwa tiri kutsvaga imimi. Ngatitange tidzwe neshona. Munoti kudii nenyaya iri kunzi nevamwe. Pada mapurisa ari kutyora kodzero dzevanhu, asi mapurisa achitiwo iwo vanhu vacho vari kuratidzira zvisina mvumo.
Panhau yakafanana nei mukoma blessing inhau yekuti mapurisa achine pfungwa dzechinyakare dzehurumende yechinyakare, nekuti vakaramba vane pfungwa dzakafanana dzakadaro, nyika yedu hatingakwanisi kubudirira, nekuti varombo vanoramba vari varombo, vapfuma vanoramba vari vapfumi, especially patinenge tichitiregedza tigadzirise zvinhu sevana vevu, zvinhu zvacho zvinenge zvisingagadzirisike, nekuti isu patinge takuda kuratidzira kuti aiwa tatambura varume tai takashandisa nzira yakadai nekudai kuda zvimwe tingaite zvinhu, ivo ndo paunenge uchiva chitikanganisa.
Chikulu maitinzwa.
Okay, nyesho njengalo ngenxa yamapolisa makunje sokumekanje ukuthi thina sifuna ukukhombisa ukuthi hayi sesikhathele njengabantwana babantwana baseZimbabwe. Lokhu asakufuni, kumele sizame ukuyi ukuthi mhlawumbe singaphumelela, because we can keep on ngokusokola ngenxa yokuthi thina sifuna ukukhomba ukuthi hayi masazama ukuthi sikhombise vele ngompela, masayenza lokhu singakwazi ukuphumelela. Bona ma basivimba basivikela kusho ukuthi thina asangeke sizokwazi ukuphumelela.
Aiwa, siyabonga, tinotenda zvikuru.
Ngosekele lokho.
Zvakanaka Nkomo, blessing.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
Ngilungile. Ngilomlaleli njalo uNkomo, siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu.
Yo, marvelous.
UPJ.
Ngiyaphila, marvelous.
UPJ, not marvelous.
Yaphila.
Hello.
Yebo.
Yeah, kuright. Ya ngiyakuzwa liyakhuluma, liyakhuluma.
Yeah, Nkomo, ungasipha lawe umbono wakho ukuthi kambe kwenziweni njengoba isisekelo sombuso siyasekela ukuthi abantu bajengisele ngokuthula, balalo ilungelo lokwenza njalo. Kodwa kuzabonakala ukuthi amapholisa abe lawo iseduzane khona lapho azame ukuvimba ukujengisela okunjalo.
Umuntu oyisithutha, marvelous.
Hayi, anso marvelous, ngu-PJ.
Okay. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Ungazi ayiqa umuntu uhlakaniphile.
Mm.
So mabebeka imithetho kumbe lese kulama-find, bemfaka ama-find amakhulu, angithi.
Yeah.
Yeah, babeca ukuthi bahlakaniphile, ba-raise imali, but on the other hand, amapholisa, they enjoy that one. Because now esezamisa umuntu udriver uthi hayi ulecala elinje elinje elinje, uyakwazi ukuthi ufesana le $100 fine.
Yeah.
Umuntu wakhe sithi hayi no, mina ngila $100 but nge $10. Umpholisa lwani uyathatha $10 is a bribe, angithi.
Yeah.
So they are promoting i corruption wese ukukhweza ama fine lokuyala ku-implementa imithetho leyi kuyabulala ilizwe wese.
Yeah.
Uma mina ngukhangele ngiwambona.
Mm. Uthi kakwenziweni.
Which they should do, they should put in normal fines so that umuntu uzayala ukuthi khona adize amapholisa abhadale ifine, i-government ibe nemali. But if you raise prices, end of the day, umotorist kasakwanisi kufinda, so kufanele adize.
Liyaba lilizwe lokudiza
lokuzeni. Uyabona into engisho?
Yeah, hayi ngiyakuzwisisa.
Yeah, so angihambisani lakho. Njalo imithetho yeZimbabwe akululanga ukuthi implemente, njalo amapholisa akufuni ukuthi implemente, because on the other hand amapholisa asutha ngakho khonokho.
Bazasutha ngamandla.
Hawu, hawu, sebekhomba ngaphakathi.
Hayi, siyabonga Nkomo ngokusiphathisa kwakho kuhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje.
Ngibonga kakhulu mama.
Kulungile.
Okay, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Tina vashumba vari parunhare, vashumba chimboramba makabata, handiti. Tina tomboverenga just quickly some WhatsApp messages we have. Nicole says, yeah, police is stripping loads of funds from drivers, leading to commuter omnibus operators are not realizing any profits. Emmanuel says, bankrupt, corrupt government rigged elections but cannot rig the economy. Mumwanoti, ini ndinoti panyaya yemafine vachina masa vakabaya dede nemukanwa, iwo vari kuramba mutemo iwoyu, saka vari kufarira kurova mared robots here. Kana yakawanda faini yacho, ingotevedzerai mutemo, nyaya yacho haikubatei. For our radio listeners, unfortunately it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live, so go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press live talk. And Mr. Mavinga and Mr. Kumalo, please do stay on the line. And also Mr. Shumba, Rambe Muriparunare, I'm Blessing Zulu.